Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Angelicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a claim number, 9013-2234. I haven't received my refund yet on my credit card.
And you stated that number was 9013-2234?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. That number's not long enough. May I please have your zip code?
37408.
Your first and last name, ma'am?
Stephanie Bean, B-E-E-N-E.
Okay, ma'am. I've located an account here with your first and last name on there. Could you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Yes, 2120 Chestnut Street, apartment 229,
okay,
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Thank you for that. I'm showing him that there's an account open on November the 17th in regards to the Dyson vacuum cleaner, which was associated with the meal planning gap. It helps use food to boost energy, cut sugar and carbs, and things of that nature. Yes, ma'am. You called in on yesterday. Well, on that exact same day, and he had the account canceled and the charge was voided. Now, there's two things that could possibly happen once we void a charge. One of those is it could take 3 to 5 business days for the money to reflect back into the account. That's if the charge was completely withdrawn from the account. And or if it was a pending charge, the charge will just it'll just disappear. The money will never be taken out of the account. So due to the fact that this was done 2 days ago, today's only day two, you do have next Monday through Wednesday for the charge to reflect back into the account if it was completely withdrawn.
It was withdrawn.
Yes, ma'am. So it does take 3 to 5 business days for the money to reflect back into the account.
Okay. You said I didn't have enough numbers. What numbers am I
missing? Yes, ma'am. I was just about to go over that as well. It should be 920.
9201-132-234. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right.
But just give it those 3 to 5 business days. And if it's not there after Thanksgiving, because I'm pretty sure banks are going to be closed, give us a call back and I can still provide you with this transaction ID that you can take to your bank if it's not there in the next, after those 3 days of next week.
Okay. All right.
Let me know when you're ready to write that transaction ID down.
I'm ready.
It's going to be 67 4 8 6 9 6 7 4 8 6 9 6 9 4 2 4 7 4 2 4 7. That's the transaction ID in regards to the voided charge that took place on November the 17th.
Okay. All righty.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.